Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Where are all my blessed people at? We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Truly, it is a blessing. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to worship with you on tonight. We are truly thankful to God for giving us this opportunity to worship with you this evening as we come together to worship the Spirit of the Lord in spirit and in truth. I'm excited that you came out to worship with us on tonight and that you came to be a part of a worship experience that's going to help you to encounter the presence of the Lord like you've never encountered him before. Yes? Right there at home, from your couch, from your bedside, from the dining room table, in your cubicle, in the car, wherever you are, you need to have the expectancy, the spirit of expectation, knowing that God is going to meet you right where you are. And he's such a good God. He's such an on-time God. He's not just going to meet you where you are. He's going to give you what your heart's desire is on tonight. I hope and pray that you're ready. I hope that that song got your heart stirred up, your hands clapping, your feet moving. Because truly, saints of God, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, where the Lord is doing great things in our midst. We are so grateful to God for giving us another opportunity, giving us another day that we have never seen again, and we've never seen again. Y'all have to forgive me this evening. I had a beautiful long nap, and so I'm really refreshed. I am, but just a little tongue-tied. We just want to thank God for all of our supporters, you, the listeners, who call in every week. We thank God for you, and we thank God that his presence meets us here every week. Every week we feel the power of the Lord moving, and we feel his presence. We feel him touching our hearts and touching our minds and renewing us with strength and grace and mercy. So thank you, callers, for being so faithful to the Light of Portland. And then I want to thank God for the men and women who make this platform possible. You know, we have the Butterfields that are in Atlanta, Georgia, our very own Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Archbishop Ruth Smith, who prays for us, who encourages us, pray her strength. They just got out of holy convocation. So I ask that as you're praying this week that you pray that the Lord will strengthen her and renew all that she's put out this week. Because she's been busy all last week from last Sunday up until today. And I know that there was work to prepare for last Sunday, but she was on the go all week last week. And so let's keep her lifted up in prayer. I also want you to pray for the men and women of God that come to us week after week to share the word of God with us, like our very own speaker tonight, my friend, my sister, Pastor Pamela Laws. We truly thank God for the woman of God, the gift that God has given her and the anointing that's upon her life. We thank God for Elder Kathy Miniweather, Elder Catherine Brown, for Elder Bruce Mitchell, Elder Demetrius Devers, Elder James Wooten, Minister Mike Keith Jordan, Pastor J.W. Friday, Lady Beth Schreiber. We thank God, Pastor Regina Zachary. We thank God for all of the men and women that take out the time to study the Word of God and to prepare their hearts and minds to deliver a word from the Lord. And so we are truly grateful, thankful, and we praise God for this opportunity to share the Word of God with you. I have a few announcements that I want to make. And then, Mother Love, are you on the line tonight? If you are, can you press 1? I would love for you to open us up in prayer. If you are on the line, please press 1 so that you can open us up in prayer. I'm going to find my announcements because I've got some announcements to share with you. If you are in the Portland area, this is to all my black and brown sisters. We have been blessed by Pastor Lisa Sanders. She has a nonprofit organization called Faith Bridge Healing Center. It's located at 18 Northeast Killingsworth Street, right here in Portland, Oregon. And she has been hosting what she calls Summer Faith Healing Series for BIPOC women. This is a time for black and brown women to come together to get healed through different situations that we have experienced in our lives. And this event has been going on every Friday for the month of July. And it will happen this Friday, the 23rd, at 6 o'clock p.m. Jonica Shelton will be talking to us about riding the wave of grief and loss. Grief often feels like a tsunami. Are there healthy ways to manage the waves? And that's at 6 p.m. Come out and join us. She always has snacks. So if you're coming straight from work, there's something there to eat and something there to refresh you. It's a quiet, safe place for us to come and share. I've gone the last 2 weeks, and I'm telling you, I truly have been blessed by the fellowship and by the word that has been spoken. So I want to remind you about that, the Faith Healing Series for BIPOC Women. Every Friday, the next two are July 23rd and July 30th at 6 o'clock p.m. And that's located at the Faith Bridge Healing Center, 18 Northeast Killingsworth. And I hope and pray that you can find the time, my sisters, to make it there, that you may be able to help get some free information. I do want to say that it's free. Most of the time people are paying big money to go to seminars like this, but we are getting it for free. So let's not take for granted this opportunity. All of these are professional women that walk in their area of calling that they're speaking from. And so I know you'll be blessed. I know you'll be blessed. Well, okay. Is Deaconess Faye Robinson on the call? We have to have prayer. I'm just running. If Deaconess is on the line and you can lead us in prayer, can you press 1? Just want to go before the Lord in prayer. I don't know who's on. I'm just calling out some names, hoping and praying that folks are with us tonight. Amen. If Deaconess Faye Robinson is on the line, or Sister Janetta Bradley, Elder Kathy Miniweather, anybody on the line that wants to offer a prayer unto the Lord tonight, press 1 on your phone so we can bring you on live and you can open us up in prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is our very own. I've got a couple of callers. Hallelujah. We're gonna let both of y'all pray. I'm going to bring you on live and don't have to pray long. Pray as the Spirit leads you. The last 4 digits of your number are 2556. 2556. You are online. Go ahead. Let's start praying.
Gracious Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy. We are honored, Lord God, to be in your presence with those that call upon your holy name. And Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this day, for this day's journey, and for your powerful hand upon our lives. Father, you have given us life. You have given us liberty. You've given us love, and you have given us strength. So tonight, we just say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Oh God, we pray that you will lead us and guide us, oh God, as we prepare to hear your word. We pray that you will strengthen us, oh God, according to your perfect will. Father, tonight we love you because you first loved us. Father, tonight we just honor you because you have straight up, Lord God, honored us. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And Lord God, we want you to know that we are grateful. We are thankful for who you are, Lord God, in our lives. And we just want to praise your name. Lord, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the pastor. Thank you for those, oh God, who just came tonight to worship you, to hear your word, and to be strengthened, Lord God. Now, Lord God, we pray that you would use the woman of God to bring forth your word in the power that you have given her, oh God, and that you would give her the strength to, oh God, bring it as your spirit gives it unto her. We love you tonight, Lord, and we give your name the honor and the glory and the praise. Bless your people, Lord God, as we come before you with hearts of thanksgiving and in joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. That was Elder Kathy Miniweather. We got 4, 5, 8, 7. This is Deaconess Faye Robinson. After she has prayed, we will hear a song of preparation. And the next voice you will hear after that song will be our speaker for the hour, Pastor Pamela Laws.
Most gracious and everlasting Heavenly Father, Lord God, it's once again, Father God, I come as humbly as I know how. Father God, I come to praise your righteous and holy name. Father, you said in your word, if you be lifted up from the earth, you would draw all men unto yourself. Father, that's what we're here to do. Father, we're here to praise you. We're here to magnify you. We're here to glorify you and lift your name a little higher. Oh God, it's a privilege and a pleasure to praise you, Lord God. Oh, Father, if we had 10,000 plus tongues, we could never start to thank you and praise you enough, Father God, for all the things that you have done. We give you the glory, honor, and all praises be unto you, my Lord, my Savior, the King of kings, the great I am, the lily of the valley. Oh, God, Lord God, how we love you this evening, Lord God. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us. We love you, Father God, for what you did way back on Calvary. You laid down your life, Father God, for us, Father God, when you didn't have to do it, but you did. God, we are so thankful. We give you all praises. Lord God, we pray, Father God, for our pastor this evening, for every church mother, every deacon, Father God, every member of our congregation. Father God, we pray for the bereaved. We pray for the houseless. Father God, we pray for the woman of God that's going to preach a word. We say, preach, 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 preach the word of God in season and out of season. God, how we thank you, how we love you, how we adore you. God, we pray healing this evening, Father God, on the sick. We pray healing this evening, Father God, on the sick. And we pray for the bereaved. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. We say hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Family, we are honored tonight, amen, to know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is on our side, and he's wonderful, amen, that he's never lost a battle. Hallelujah, that he's, hallelujah, that he's never, hallelujah, lost the case. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am honored tonight to be counted amongst one of his very own. I am blessed. Amen. I sit in a place of humility tonight, for I understand that he is wonderful and that there is nothing that God can't do. There's not a situation or a circumstance, thank you, God, or a problem that he can't fix. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight that you are the great I am, oh God, and you are high and lift, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, that you are more than enough. Oh, Father, we bless you. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. For this opportunity to share in your word, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Blog Talk, we thank you so much for the opportunity tonight to share in the very word of God. I'm telling you, we could have gone right into just a worship, amen, experience before. God is great. Hallelujah. He is wonderful, and every time I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my heart cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank God for saving me. Thank you, Lord. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws of Total Truth Restoration Ministries, located in Mableton, Georgia. And we are humbled tonight once again to come and to share the very word of God. I thank the Lord for just allowing me, amen, to be a mouthpiece for him, because I know he didn't have to do it. Amen. I've not always been so good, and amen, I still make mistakes. I don't cross every T and I don't dot every I. Amen. But I try. I do my best. Amen. To serve him with my whole heart and to bring respect and bring honor. Amen. To the kingdom of God. I give honor tonight to my bishop, Bishop Tyrone Washington, and his wife, amen, Pastor Elder Jacqueline Washington, amen, awesome and dynamic leaders of Total Truth, and we are honored, I'm honored, amen, to serve, amen, alongside the man and woman of God, to the Butterfields, amen, for this dynamic platform that we get the opportunity to share the very word of God through the airwaves. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. And we call you blessed. To my sisters, Pastor Black and Pastor Pennington, amen. I just want to say that I love you. I love you. And I'm so glad that the Lord has allowed us, amen, to link, amen, and to put the enemy to flight. Hallelujah. We didn't come to play with the devil. Hallelujah. We didn't come to patty cake him. Amen. We came to bust him upside his head. That's right. I said bust him upside his head. Amen. Hallelujah. We've come tonight. Hallelujah. Locked arm and arm in the spirit to help to set the captives free. Amen. We give honor. I give honor tonight to my family, my husband, my children and grandchildren, amen, who always continue to provide support, amen, as I continue to do the will of God, and they pray for me and encourage me, amen, to my co-laborers in the gospel. I love you. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. We love you. And to our Blog Talk family, whom this would not be possible, we thank you tonight. Wherever you are, hallelujah, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, hallelujah, amen. I am full tonight. I am a worshiper at heart, and I tell you, that song just does something to me. Hallelujah. When you can't do anything else, you can tell God, hallelujah. When you can't put it into words what you may be going through and what you may be feeling, amen. Do know that God sees all and he knows all. And if you don't, you can just tell the Lord, hallelujah, I know you got it. Hallelujah, that settles it, amen. And whatever you have said about it and however you deem appropriate that it should be had, hallelujah, God, I give it over to you. Hallelujah, I take my hands off of it. And so tonight, hallelujah, as we move into the word of God, we're going to be talking about removing barriers tonight. No more barriers. Hallelujah, in our relationship, no more barriers. Hallelujah, as we're growing in the things of God, no more barriers. We're removing the blockage. Thank you, Lord. We're removing the blockage tonight that has kept many of us from operating in our full potential of God. We're going to talk about the blockage that has kept us from transitioning from religion to relationship. Thank you, Lord. The blockage, thank you, God, that keeps many of us from hearing the Spirit of God, because we're so in tune to the natural and we've gotten so used to hearing what man has to say about a situation versus what God has said and versus what the word has said about a situation. Hallelujah. If we were in church tonight, I would tell you, tap your neighbor and tell him, no more barriers. No more barriers. Pastor, what is a barrier? A barrier is anything that has been built or that serves as a block of passage. Anything that has been built, whether it be in the natural, something that's built either to keep something out or to keep it, just blocks your way through it, blocks your way out. We're going to talk about, we're going to tear down those walls tonight in the name of Jesus. And that wall tonight, it is being brought to us with the woman at the well. This, the woman, hallelujah, at the well. We're going to be in John chapter 4 tonight. This woman, I'm sure, very familiar text of scripture. This woman who's nameless, because her name is not important for this assignment. But we see that Christ had to have a divine appointment with her because of her situation. The blockage. He had to get in, hallelujah, and remove the barrier. John chapter 4 begins to lay out that as Jesus was continuing on his journey with the disciples, I love our daddy, that sometimes he has to, because the disciples are still growing, because the disciples are still being taught, there were still some things that they didn't get the opportunity to experience. They were dealing, he was teaching them throughout this journey, this 3.5 years, he was teaching them and giving them all that they needed. But then there was still some time Christ would send them on to get something to eat, or he would tell them to go on and I'll meet you on the other side. And so at this particular passage, they had come to a city and the disciples, the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 8, that the disciples had gone on away into the city to buy food. Christ, woo! Because this encounter was a bit intimate. This encounter, we couldn't let everybody see and be a part of this conversation. And I can relate to this woman amen, in a sick bed. Before I receive Christ, I'm going to tell on myself just a little bit. Amen. I told you I hadn't always done everything right, and I hadn't always handled situations in the right way. But watch this. When we have a heart that is ready to have something different, when we have a heart, amen, and a mindset, watch this, just like the woman that touched the hem of his garment, the Bible declares that when she made up in her mind, when she made up in herself that she wanted to be healed, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she says, I know that I'll be made whole. See, this woman up to this point was looking to the natural. She was looking. The Bible says that she had gone to the doctors and she spent all she had and become worse, as the scripture would say. This woman, though she may not have been dealing with a blood blockage or a hemorrhage, this woman was dealing with a relationship blockage. Pastor, how do you know that? Because the Bible says that she had been married numerous times, and that the man that she had now was not her husband. She was struggling with the barriers of relationship. There was a blockage that was, keeping her from having true relationship. Oh, but she was about to have an encounter as she went to the outskirts of town because she was ridiculed for her lifestyle. I'm sure she was talked about for her choices. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she had gotten the side eye. You know how they give you the side eye when they know a little about what you used to be and what you are and what you're going through. Amen. Many won't pray for you, but they'll give you the side eye. They'll put us on World Star. They'll post about us on Facebook and TikTok. They'll talk about us in the salons. And so this woman didn't want to be a part of that. So the Bible declares that this woman, she would go out and she would redeem her one. In my study, that I found that she would go out about a half mile or so away from where everyone else was gathering in the morning. She would go out when everyone had come and gone. This woman had to be uncomfortable. Ooh, she had to move uncomfortable. She would go out at the height of the day. She would go out, and I could see her. She didn't have the little machines that we have in our stores where she could put her bottles under or put her vase under or put her jars under and press the water, and it wouldn't work for her. No, she had to crank. She had to crank for the water. She had to drop the bucket down in the well, allow it to fill, and then she had to crank it up. I always would sometimes think, if you had this man in the house, why wasn't he helping you? But that's neither here nor there. For this second, it was just the thought that I had, but she had to do what she needed to get done. And in the midst of one of her trips, where she thought that she would be all alone, the Bible declared that the woman of Samaria, as Jesus met her by the well, and he asked her to give him water. And so this began to open up dialogue. Somebody say barriers, broken barriers. Broken. And so this woman began to have this conversation with Jesus, and she was asking, why do you ask me of drink? You being a Jew, she knew that the Jews didn't get along with the Samaritans. She knew that it was a long a feud that was going on, and so she knew that this encounter was not supposed to take place. But tearing down barriers. He knew what it was, amen, she was dealing with, and it was a divine appointment that today would be the day, amen, that her life would change. This is my move really quick through this. He was interested in her in spite of her situation. He was aware of who she was. He was aware of how she lived, and he came to break down barriers because he knew, watch this, it's the same Christ who had eaten with tax collectors and sinners, and he would tell them that I came to help the sick. This is the same Christ, amen, who told Zacchaeus, I need to go to your house. The same one that healed the 10 lepers, same Christ, the same Christ who came to make salvation accessible to all. And so even when the high point, which for us would be our low point of the day, Christ can tear down barriers, even when we're feeling isolated and feel like we've been put aside and no one wants to deal with us. Christ can tear down the barriers. And so this woman, as the Bible declares, this woman, she was telling him as he was asking for the drink. What's this? She tells him in verse 11, she says, sir, I would offer you the water. She said, but I have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? The living water, he had told her. He said, to give me a drink. He said, give me a drink. You, if you knew who I was, and if you knew how you were about to be positioned, he said, you would have asked. And he would have given you living water. And see, Christ understood, amen, that this woman's mindset was not attached to the spiritual at the moment. She was on an assignment. She was trying to get done. She needed to get back to the house. She didn't want to deal with the people of the town. She didn't want to deal with those around. And so she wasn't thinking, amen, on the same level in which he was giving her. And so this woman was asking, I can help you with the water, but what are we going to draw your water with? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself? She's trying to let him know, I know who my folks are. I know, amen, the lineage and what was set up for my family. Watch this in 13. So Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this well will thirst again. Watch this. He began to get her attention. Another barrier. He began to get her attention. This, if you can make my life easier, if you can make my, show me how to make it easier, show me how I don't have to work so hard, show me. He says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him. Oh, I love it. What Christ does on the inside of us, what he's continuing to do to us day after day, because morning by morning, watch this, new mercies we seek. So every day he's working a new thing. Every day the living water rises up in me. Every day, hallelujah, I'm positioned to do better because of relationship, not religion. Hallelujah. It's not about all the rules and the regulations, amen, but it's about knowing who Christ is. It's about knowing that he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's about knowing where he's brought me from and where he's going to take me to. Amen. He said this water will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said, sir, she said, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. See, Christ knows how to get our attention. He knows how to meet us where we are and bring us up another level. Uh-huh. He knows how to meet us in our muck. He knows how to meet us when we're down. He knows how to meet us, hallelujah, in our depression. He knows how to meet us, and he won't stay there. That's what I love about God. He doesn't stay there with us, but he shows us how to come up. And so he talks to this woman because this is how he's going to tear down the barrier. He wants her to recognize that I'm not just some run-of-the-mill. Hallelujah. I'm not just a man that showed up. He's going to show himself that she would be able to recognize who he is. So Christ tells her as I move, he tells her in verse 16, he said, go call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have said well that I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one who you have now is not your husband. In that you have spoke truly. And the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. This woman instantly knew that something about him was different. She instantly knew, because there was no way that he would know her business. She instantly knew that there was something, hallelujah, about him that was different from any other encounter with the men that she had had before. He was tearing down barriers. Watch this. She said, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place one ought to worship. Watch this. The first place that we want to stop tonight to know that that place is not a barrier to worship. Place is irrelevant. See, we're worshiping in buildings now, but we don't worship the building. It's not place. It's relationship. See, this woman was talking about place, and he's trying to teach her, and he's trying to show her. Watch this. I want to encourage you. When you are out evangelizing, when you're out sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, we can't get so caught up on place. Many people are not going to come to our place. Why do I know that, Pastor? Because social media, amen, has given us such access that we don't have to go to place. But if they can't get to place, we have to teach them relationship. Because it is the relationship with God. You know, the one who is the lifter of our heads. The one who give us beauty for ashes. It's relationship. The one that said that I'll be with you even until the end of the age. It's the relationship. The one that says I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Christ is looking for relationship. You know, the one that told us that we could look to the hills because all of our help, it comes from the Lord. He's looking for relationship. Jesus said to this woman in verse 21, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. He said to her, you worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and this we're about to close this thing. He says, but the hour is coming, and now is. The hour is coming, and now is. Family, we have been positioned now, hallelujah, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. The hour is coming, and now is, to show them, hallelujah, relationship over religion. The hour is now, is, hallelujah, that we should come to Christ just as we are. The hour is coming. Watch this. And now is when the true worshiper will worship. That's why that song that we're singing is so relevant. Because he is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the Lord our God. Hallelujah. And he is wonderful. The true worshiper who worship in spirit and in truth. The true worshiper who understand God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is the true worshiper that he's seeking tonight. He understands, amen, that it's only a remnant. But even he told Gideon, you got too many for this assignment. And so he had to send some home. There is enough. If he can change the world with 12, there is enough that we can go out and share what God has done. If you meet him at the well, wherever that well is, wherever that blockage is, you can meet them in the grocery stores. You can meet them in your marketplaces. You're meeting them on your jobs. Hallelujah. They are watching your timeline. There, you can help to remove the barrier. True worship. True worship. Because we worship in truth. Religion should no longer be a barrier for us, because Christ offers relationship. He says the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking family. He's looking. Hallelujah. He's seeking. This woman wanted something different, knew she needed something different, even if she didn't know how to articulate what it was. She was preparing herself for what she knew, but he knew she needed more. And so this divine appointment is what caused this woman, hallelujah, as she began to hear the word. The Bible says, as I sum up the rest of this text, that she left her water pot. She left her well. The Bible says that she went back to the town and she began to tell the men to come see a man who told me all about myself. He knew things that no one should know. He said things that I had been feeling in my heart. These men, because she had such a compelling story, they came and they encouraged and they pleaded with Christ to stay two more days. Oh, and then they closed it out. Said to the woman after their experience, see, this is what happened when we change from religion to relationship and we go out and we share the good news. Somebody's going to come back and tell the testimony. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to come back and tell you how they got over. For the men in verse 42 said to the woman, now we believe. Now we believe. Not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard it. It's not going to be because of what we said. But when we can get them to a place where they can have a relationship with God of their own, when they can have an encounter of their own, he tells them that the men of God were not honored in their own town. But if you get a relationship because of what you said, I had to get it for myself. I had to feel it for myself. I had to taste and see for myself. Now, not only were her barriers removed, Lord, I thank you, but the barriers of the people in that town were moved. Their hearts were changed. We, for ourselves, have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And Father, we thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our deliverer. And Father, we're going to tell somebody about you wherever we go. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor Black, we turn the call back over to you. Glory to your name, God.
Amen, amen, and amen. What a powerful word to help bring us through this coming week. I don't know what we're going to face. I don't know what barriers are going to come our way. I don't know what barriers we're trying to overcome right now, but the woman of God has given us the tools that we need to ensure that we overcome whatever face we find ourselves facing this week. Might not come this week, so keep your notes close by. Might be next week, might be next month, might even be next year. But the woman of God has given us the tools that we need to help us to overcome any barrier that comes our way. Pastor Laws, thank you so much for the word of God tonight. Thank you for pouring out your heart to us tonight and sharing with us, saith the Lord. We truly appreciate you, and we pray that God would pour back into you all that you have poured into us tonight, and that he may strengthen you and that he may keep you in his perfect peace. My brothers and sisters, it's that time that we bid each other farewell until next Sunday. May the peace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forever. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and live holy every day. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister.
Horns, hit me. Around here to show you and I, we clear.